holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5430, Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of Iyar Tavshin Yitzayim, Brooklyn. Baruch HaVishalom, the Rebbe is addressing it to a woman, and it says that an answer to your letter of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, in which you write about this sudden change in the relationship from that person to you. This looks like the Rebbe is writing to a girl who wrote to the Rebbe that someone all of a sudden changed their attitude to them. So the Rebbe says, all of a sudden there's been a change, and they know each other, and they have met many times, and you're wondering what happened. Why all of a sudden is there such a change in their attitude to you? What happened here? So, the Rebbe says, like all matters that have connected to Jews, the true reason, which is a Torah reason and an inner reason, that means to say that the conduct was not fitting to the instruction of our Holy Torah. And as it is, since Rebbe says there must have been something lacking in the spiritual stand, and since this is something which is important, practically speaking, so we have to say the thing as it is. So the Rebbe says, I have to tell you as it is, so you know what to correct. And the Rebbe says that was because the conduct was contrary to the instruction of the Torah, and unfortunately not always modestly. The Rebbe says, the reason that you're having difficulty with your friends and that all of a sudden there's a change, the Rebbe says that it has to do with your spiritual standing. And when you don't follow the rules of the Torah, that has an impact. And the Rebbe says in her case that sometimes you didn't follow the rules of the Torah. And that has to do that it wasn't always in a modest way, the dress code of the Torah. The Rebbe says it's very difficult to write these words. Especially the Rebbe says, you have to judge everybody, excuse them, judge them favorably. But as the Rebbe says, I said above, something very important hinges on here. You can't just poo-poo it or put it away. So then it would not going to be useful. It's going to be not useful if I'm going to just, if I'm not going to tell you as it is, not to tell somebody as it is. And the Rebbe says this becomes even more clearer from the results of the thing, that here there was a distancing that came about, the Rebbe says, through a closeness that is prohibited. A prohibited closeness. And, you know, perhaps she had a boyfriend. Maybe she had this girl. And maybe he stopped going out with her or whatever. I don't know exactly the details. But the Rebbe is saying when you do a prohibited closeness, that brings about a distancing. And as the Rebbe says now, the Rebbe says, I said above, what's my purpose in writing this? I don't want to hurt you, God forbid, and make it difficult, anyone to make it more difficult. But I want to wake you up to correct this, to make this good, to help this matter. That's the whole idea when a person does teshuva, repentance, that helps for everything, as long as it's with truth and complete. And on Hashem we say that God sees what goes on in your heart, and when He, blessed be He, sees that you have a complete regret on the past and a good acceptance for the future, and that you have, which means you don't want, that you regret the past and you want to make a good decision for the future, as is important, the Hashem blesses you with success in these matters. And after a strong decision in the above, so the Rebbe says, then you have to find out from the side, not directly, maybe there was also an external reason that caused the above-mentioned change in the relationship. Maybe there was something else, and you have to see what can be done in that. And perhaps you won't even need to come onto that. So while the Rebbe is giving the Torah the inner reason, this is a girl who went to Beis Yaakov, a religious school, as we'll see in a minute, and the Rebbe is basically telling her that maybe all of a sudden that he dropped you has to do with the fact that you need to be stronger in Yiddishkeit, in Torah and Mitzvahs, and maybe you were close when you're not supposed to, so that brought to that distance. But the Rebbe says, Hashem sees your heart when you make a decision to do it right, and then Hashem will see it, and He gives you success to correct it. Now, besides that, the Rebbe says, besides making that strong decision, you should find out maybe what, don't ask direct, find out what happened. Why all of a sudden was there this change? Why did it happen to this relationship? Maybe you can do something about it, or maybe you won't even have to do anything about it once you've made your strong decision. Since the Rebbe says, according to your writing, you learned in Beis Yaakov, the Rebbe says, I figure that there are certain blessings and prayers that you say when you get up from the morning, on the sleep, when you get up from sleep. So the Rebbe says it would be appropriate that during the weekdays, before your prayers that you say, give a few cents for tzedakah. And Rebbe blesses her. In the name of the Rebbe Maskir. The Rebbe associates everything. The inner reasons are not just the external reason. There's inner reasons for everything. And the Rebbe says, improve and make a decision in the spiritual reasons that will help your situation where all of a sudden you find that there was a turn away and a distancing. And the Rebbe says, but also try to figure out what are the possible reasons that may have caused that, and see if there is ways to improve that. And the Rebbe says that Rebbe blessed her for hearing good news.